The National Science Foundation has cut more than 1,000 grants to align with the Trump administration's new priorities. For researchers at IU, that means not only the end of their projects, but sometimes the end of their jobs. WFIU's Ethan Sandweiss spoke with a team at IU whose entire funding was suddenly gone.
PhD candidate Salim Yavuz came from Turkey to the U.S. to study math education. He was part of a team of 12 researchers finishing an 8-year-long project on improving learning outcomes for kids. He was also supporting his family on a modest stipend from the NSF. His wife gave birth to their second child in January.
Since I'm an international, I didn't see any political vision for me because I'm far away in my country. It's not my job for here. I'm just here for education.
But the NSF canceled the grant funding his work this spring, alongside hundreds of others flagged under new guidelines to eliminate anything mentioning diversity, equity, and inclusion. The NSF declined an interview for this story. Spokesperson Cassandra Eichner wrote in a statement, quote, "It is our priority to ensure all NSF awards aim to create opportunities for all Americans everywhere without exclusions of any groups."
It says don't focus only one specific race, but in our findings and projects shows that we are focusing all race.
Yavuz was blindsided. His family lost its sole source of income.
I tried to find another option for summer, but it's too late to find because already positions are filled and there is no more position. And since I'm an international, I don't have a permit to work outside of the universities.
His story has become common. As of May 7th, the NSF has canceled almost 1,400 grants, erasing $1 billion in funding. Associate Professor Eric Jacobson is the principal investigator on the project.
And so the goal of the grant was to build a survey for math teachers that would help us understand how they explain differences in different groups of students' outcomes.
Since the 1980s, the NSF's mission, as mandated by Congress, has been to fund projects that improve society. As a principal investigator for the project, Jacobson wrote the 2017 grant proposal to meet those priorities.
And one of the explicit ways they said work funded by the NSF should improve society is by broadening the participation of underrepresented groups in the STEM fields.
More than half the grants canceled are for STEM education. Former postdoctoral fellow Elizabeth Roan says she sees a contradiction between the goals and the actions of the federal government.
It's confusing for me, especially when we keep hearing rhetoric about how we need a well-educated STEM workforce.
Roan was excited when she scored a coveted postdoctoral fellowship, what could have been a stepping stone for her research career. She was at a conference in Denver when she learned her fellowship had disappeared.
There was a malaise in that conference. I think I didn't attend a session where at least one person had lost funding.
Roan and her husband were one day away from signing a lease in Bloomington. She managed to find a teaching position in Texas, which will pay the bills but leave little time for research. Roan says the dip in salary means it will take them years longer to save for a house, and they had to reconsider their plans to have a second child.
My husband and I thought about maybe having another kid, but with the way that all the finances work out, we'll probably be one and done considering how much of a dent this is going to put into our career trajectories.
Jacobson's team was notified the grant was canceled in a brief email, ending the project a year before completion with over $2 million already invested. He says he's received little information why his grant was canceled, and even the NSF officials he's talked to seem confused.
Grants have never been canceled for this reason before in the history of NSF.
Without funding, there's no guarantee the final phase of the project, actually testing the survey, will ever happen. As a tenured professor, Jacobson's job is safe, but he says losing the support was a punch to the gut.
The sense that there's just a waste, that's been squandered, that investment. And then just being really unsure about how these people that I work with, that I care about, you know, what's going to happen with them, and not being able to help them in any way.
More than $7.5 billion in research funding from the National Institutes of Health has been cut as well. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.
The NSF has canceled at least 7 grants at Indiana University, according to GrantWatch.